Hi, welcome to my blog. My name is Tom Shu, and today we're going to talk about reciprocals. We had a person write in the comment section on the Learning Your Craft post, and it says, I read with great interest your post on learning your craft, something I've sort of been desperate to do. I have the knowledge of a lot of the basics, but there's so much I need to learn to be consistent and create the vision. I looked through your blog, and we didn't see the answer to, what the heck is a reciprocal? Thanks. Well, Eleanor, let me tell you what reciprocals are. Reciprocals are just relationships between ISO, f-stop, and shutter speed, and also the relationship between shutter speed and focal length. So we'll go there first. As far as focal length, your shutter speed needs to be the same as the focal length. So if you're shooting a 100mm lens, your shutter speed needs to be 1/100th. If you're shooting a 200mm lens, your shutter speed needs to be 1/200th. Now these are just minimums if you're hand-holding to avoid camera shake. So let's move into ISO, f-stops, and shutter speeds. If you know that between ISO 400 and 800, that doubles the sensitivity of the chip, so twice as much light comes to the file. And from 800 to 400, it cuts it in half. Full f-stops are just that, the doubling or halving of light. From f-stop between f4 and 5.6, you're going to cut the amount of light that comes into the lens in half, and from 5.6 to f4, you're going to double it. Same with shutter speeds, 15th to 1/30th and 1/30th to 15th, it's the same. You're going to cut in half or double, okay? So say, for example, we use the Sunny 16 rule, and this rule is something set in place for the old film days just for getting a basic exposure. And the rule is, says that if you set your shutter speed at 1 over your ISO, so say you're here at ISO 100, you set your shutter speed to 1/100th, and you set your lens to f16. Now this is on a sunny day, this will give you a proper exposure. But what if you move into the shade? You move into the shade of a tree, now the light, say, cut in half. You lost one stop of light. Well, you need to compensate. Well, if you go from 1/100th of a second on your shutter speed to 1/50th, you're going to get camera shake. So you don't do that. You stay at 1/100th, but you open your lens up from f16 to f11. So now you're going to have a proper exposure, okay? So what if you want more depth of field, and you want to go from, say, f11 down to f8? Well, you'll need to make an adjustment there. You'll need to set your shutter speed at 1/200th or make it one stop faster. And again, if you want to open up again to 5.6, you got to move your shutter speed to 1/400th of a second. And say for creative purposes you wanted to go to f4 because you wanted that soft background blur, you're going to keep everything the same and you're going to open up your lens to f4, but you're going to need to open up one more stop and be at 1/800th of a second. So all these things are just relationships between each other. Anyways, I hope this helps you understand reciprocals, and thanks for listening today. Goodbye.